Riverside, stained glass, trees will fall, we'll clear our path. Through the waters we tread, uncertainty swims with dread. Against the waves, we'll carry on. The best of intentions are never wrong. Beneath the surface, I swore I saw a memory, a picture drawn. Pixelated, bloodshot eyes, the heavens open, the angels sigh. Bail me out before I capsize.
That was North from the album Colors of You by Violet Knight, which hit number 10 on the Canadian Alternative Charts and has already been streamed over 300,000 times. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Connor Pohl over Skype. Connor, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to catch up with you.
You released your debut full-length album Colors of You in May of this year. Is there a theme to the songs in the record?
The whole record is kind of, it's a period of my life. It's a 2-year period of my life. And thematically, they definitely, like, every song is very different, but it still feels like very much like a collection, very much like a cohesive piece of art. And I think going forward, that's the precedent we wanted to set, is that even though the songs do vary quite greatly sonically, it can be cohesive. And you know, I've always been one of those people who relates colors to memories and to, you know, obviously like moods and to romantic settings and just other things. And yeah, it's like a period of my life that I tried to wrap up in a record. And, you know, I tried to write something for everybody on there. I tried to write songs for my former self, even, you know, my younger version of myself, I would say, that would need to hear certain songs, you know, like I definitely, a lot of thought goes into it. You know, I've read of lots of lyricists that very much just write and just don't really give much thought to the lyrics. But for us, it's something that's very, very important to me. So it's something that I definitely really stress about. I really fuss over and really make sure that I feel as though I've done something where the song can help somebody or reach them or, you know, uplift their mood or carry them if they need to be carried or, you know, just add that extra something to their day. It's the little comments that we get that really make it worth it for me. You know, like we've had people say, you know, X song of yours saved my life, or I was depressed and your music really helped me, it really pulled me out of that depression. Or, and you know, I've dealt with those things myself. And I think that when you come from a place of honesty and integrity and you let yourself be vulnerable when creating for people, that when they hear that, they know it's genuine. There's a sense of authenticity that you just cannot fake. And I think anytime I write something that, you know, and I'm like, oh, I really love this band, I really love what they've done here, and anytime I write something like that where it's in the vein of something or just inspired by something else rather than the rawness or whatever is going through my mind, and I kind of just let it be me, I always listen to it and I'm like, it just sounds so like a fraud. And I just, those songs get thrown away so fast. They're quite obviously me trying to write like somebody else, and it makes me laugh every time when I listen in the playback, and I'm just like, that's so funny, you know. And not to say, like, going forward I would love to grow and change as an artist, and that is a very natural progression. To be totally honest, I'm very much caught always between there's a line that I'm caught between, and it's the being artistic and staying true to my artistic integrity, and while also having enough pop sensibility to break through in the mainstream just a smidge, you know, because I can write a pop song and give me 5 minutes and a guitar. Like, that to me it's honestly the easiest thing in the world. But I have always much more gravitated towards the music with depth and with this kind of an all encompassing thing, from the artwork to the lyrics and the imagery, and has more of a maturity to it. Because, you know, I'll listen to a pop song like, I'm going to give you an example, and I usually don't do this, but there was a song by 5 Seconds of Summer, and I never really liked that band. And they had a song come out that was very pop, called Young Blood. It's off their new record, which I'm not going to plug. Don't go buy it. It's not, you know, I'm not here to endorse that kind of thing. If you're going to buy a record, buy something older, Coldplay or Death Cab for Cutie, or go buy David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust. Listen to that. But what my point here is that I loved a lot of the production elements of that song, and I liked that song. And I liked it for about 24 to 48 hours, and then it felt very stale, and it lost its shine. And what I find with pop music that I definitely don't want to fall victim to is that it always loses its shine very, very fast. With me, it has no shelf life. You know, I can go back and listen to an old David Bowie record or Death Cab for Cutie or something by Joy Division and be just totally enamored, like it's the first time I heard it. And when I listen to that kind of stuff, like the 5 Seconds, like any sort of pop that may come or go with me, it always loses the shine, and it always sounds dated. And it just, it's very sweet when you first have it, but then it just, it's like it loses everything. It's like a stick of gum. You know what I mean?
What was the inspiration for your song, Young Guns?
Okay. This one I can do. This one is fun. Young Guns is for the kids who suffer from, you know, anxiety and stuff like that, mental illness, for the kids who suffer from depression. It's like twisted, troubled, but we've got each other. You know, it's about the warmth and comfort broken kids get from one another. And let's be real, I think that we're all broken in one way or another. I feel like people who don't suffer from some sort of mental illness are becoming a minority. You know, the media kind of has its way of dictating what normal is. I think everyone is just better being themselves and supporting each other and who they are. You know, that's why that song is for them. Because I definitely can relate. And I'm sure with songs like Choir of Your Mind, I think it's fairly evident that I understand. I definitely understand what it was like to not feel all right sometimes. And that's okay. You know, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's human.
Fresh static dripping from the television. Low light fills up the room. There's no pretty pictures or colors you've been missing. You need something else to sink your teeth into. Coming up, up forever. Coming up, up, coming up, up forever. We are young, twisted trouble, but we've got each other. L, 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 O, O. Let's scream at the top of our lungs. We're just reckless young guns, reckless young. But you just won't listen. I'll find a way to get across to you. Can't see blurred vision. It's love, not submission.